Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And our next guest this morning, we have Rich Trickle from the City Mission. He's back with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back. Why don't we start by letting everyone know, what is the City Mission?
Well, the City Mission is an organization that's been in Cleveland about 108 years. We work with men, women, and children in crisis, primarily, of course, those experiencing homelessness. We engage them. We have facilities for both men and a separate facility for men and children. We care for them. We provide shelter, food, clothing, most importantly. We provide long-term programming, working with both our men and women, helping them prepare for employment and stable housing.
So you have an upcoming event called the Stand-In. Why don't you let everyone know what that is?
So the Stand-In is a very important event for us. In our work with women and children, we're very much aware that throughout the Cleveland School District, there are about 3,000 homeless kids. And most of those children are living doubled up with their moms, just floating around our city, sleeping on couches and floors and so on. We'd like to call attention to the number of homeless children in our school district. So we're inviting 3,000 people to come to Public Square and to stand in with us as a visible representation of the number of homeless kids in our district. And of course, what we're trying to do is raise awareness of this problem, this crisis in our city, and by raising awareness, hopefully encourage people to take some action.
Now, you mentioned 3,000 children. Is this number expected to grow or to shrink a little bit?
No, it certainly will grow. And the reason that it will grow is we know, and we know this by working with Project ACT that is active inside the school district. They focus on the homeless population in the district. They know that there are many, many, many moms with kids, homeless moms with kids, that are reluctant and leery to be identified as such because, of course, they don't want anything to jeopardize their children. So they're telling us they've identified about 3,000. They're saying we know there's many more, but that's the number that they know about.
Do you think that the challenges associated with being homeless as a youth will have a long-term effect?
Well, we know that it will. There's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of research being done throughout our country right now because this is such a crisis throughout our nation. And we understand that that transient lifestyle, that homeless lifestyle, has a devastating impact emotionally. Well, we know it impacts a child physically. We know it sets them back academically. It has an unbelievable impact on those children. So we're trying to stem that, step into that, stop that, and do all that we can to help move those kids forward.
So what are some of the other ways the City Mission is helping to combat homelessness?
So we, of course, we engage families in our facility. We work primarily with moms and their kids. We help to equip those moms to secure employment, to become stable in employment. We have housing programs. We have a particular program called the New Horizons Program where we actually secure homes from the Cuyahoga Land Bank. We look for partners to help us renovate those homes. We prepare moms to occupy those homes. We provide ongoing case management as they stabilize in those homes. We transfer titles to those moms. They become homeowners. So we are looking to help move specifically homeless moms and their kids, not only out of homelessness, but to help them craft a path that will lead them out of poverty.
Wow, that's really awesome of
you. It really is. It's wonderful.
Let's get back to the Stand-In. So you mentioned you're looking for roughly 3,000 members to stand together to represent each homeless individual in the area, correct?
That's right, in the school district. That's right.
So how many do you have registered so far?
So the good news is so far we have over 2,000 people registered. And we're very excited about that. We know we have been, I have these last weeks been many churches talking to a lot of pastors, a lot of different people about this. I know that there are many, many, many others that are planning on coming. It's very helpful to us to have people register to go to our website, thecitymission.org/standin, and register. And what that does is it tells us, it gives us a good idea of how many people are coming, because what we're trying to do, of course, is attract attention, media attention primarily. And as they begin to see and hear this number growing, they'll be more inclined to come and cover the event. And we're doing it to promote throughout our city that we have a crisis with homeless women and children. People need to understand it. They need to know it. And of course, once they do, I have every confidence of the city of Cleveland is incredibly philanthropic, that they will step forward and begin to do something more about this problem.
Are there any ideas or hopes that you have that the city could start to do to start to help this problem?
Well, one of the things that will happen also at the stand-in is we've invited many of the other agencies in town that are working with families to be there. So right now we've got maybe 10 or 12 other agencies that will be scattered throughout Public Square with representatives and information. So those individuals gathered with us, they can engage with those agencies, they can learn about them. Every one of the agencies that are coming will have specific volunteer opportunities available. So if someone wants to get involved with someone, I'd love to help out, I'd like to do whatever, there will be opportunities right there to connect. In addition to that, we will be conducting some follow-up events, a circling back around, especially with the churches and organizations that are participating, working with them, talking with them, and crafting more of a strategic collaborative plan regarding how we can move forward and engage these kids, provide a better level of care and support and stability for them.
So if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are speaking with Rich Trickle from the City Mission, and they are hosting an event called the Stand-In. And the Stand-In, if you're just tuning in with us, is to represent the nearly 3,000 children who are currently homeless in the city's school district. Rich, when will this be taking place and where?
So the stand-in will occur on June 29th, that's a Saturday, from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 o'clock in the evening, right on Public Square. So I didn't know we could do this, but we actually rented Public Square, so we have the whole thing. We'll have a stage, we'll have music, we'll have activities for families, for kids. Food trucks will be there. We'll have a poetry slam, family games. A lot of events will be happening. A variety of speakers will be with us. We'll have speakers from the school district, from the city of Cleveland, from the City Mission, from a variety of faith organizations will all be taking place leading up to what we're calling the stand-in moment. So as everyone enters Public Square, they'll be given a sign, and that sign will say simply, I am standing in for a third grade girl, a third, fourth grade boy, whatever it might be. We'll all gather in front of the stage at about 6 o'clock. There'll be an opportunity to listen and to hear some very compelling statistics, information about homelessness and its impact on these children. We'll hold our signs, our stand-in signs, all 3,000 plus of us, and that'll be, I guess, a premier moment. We're hoping to capture that and communicate that throughout our city to let people see visibly, when we talk about 3,000 kids in the district, this is what it looks like. It's a huge group. There are thousands of homeless kids. Now what are we going to do? And we'll craft a path to help guide that.
Wow, that just gave me the chills. That will be such an amazing visual and experience for everyone who's going to be involved. You mentioned some of the guest speakers. Who are going to be some of the people speaking at this event?
So we know where they're coming from. We're waiting to hear exactly who they will be. So of course, we will have someone from the Cleveland Metropolitan School District that will be able to speak. All these individuals will be brief. We're not talking about a long time. These will just be brief. Brief opportunities. There'll be a representative from Maris Jackson office that will be there. We'll have a representative, of course, I'll be there, from the City Mission. We've got several local pastors from the east side and from the west side that will be there. We have a large group of musicians that'll be playing and ministering to the crowd. So there'll be a lot of activity, a lot of things going on as people enter the enter the public square. There'll be things for families to engage their children, activities that will help to educate them and inform them about the issue that we're concerned about, homeless children and homeless families. I think it's going to be a great event. We should have a great time, and hopefully people will leave not only informed, but challenged to do something.
And you also mentioned that there's going to be organizations there that can help people experiencing homelessness right on the spot.
They will be there. They will be there, and they will be able to extend their services. Absolutely. So we've got about 12, I think, right now that will be there, and all organizations that, in one way or another, are already working with homeless families.
Rich, why don't you give us the information one more time in case someone missed it, the date, the time, and the location of the stand-in.
Sure. The date is June 29th. That's a Saturday afternoon. The time is from 4 in the afternoon to 7 o'clock at night. The location is Public Square.
And where can people go to register?
Right. The place to go is the City Mission's webpage, thecitymission.org/stand-in. So if you go to our webpage, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link, stand-in. Click that link. It'll take you to a registration page. Very simple, very easy to do.
And if people would like more information on how to combat homelessness, where would they go?
There's a lot of information already on that stand-in page. There's information that can be downloaded, printed. There's videos. There's a lot of info right there. They can always call the City Mission and ask to speak to someone. We'll be glad to talk with them. And, of course, on Public Square, June 29th, we'll be available, as well as many other organizations, to answer questions, give information, and provide opportunities for connection.
Well, Rich, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about this. And thank you for all of your efforts to help change these people's lives in our community.
Well, thanks a lot for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.